Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
The village of Mama Rosa had given up part of its secret. There we found Dr. Diaz, one of the scientists originally engaged on the Death Ray project. But we found him quite out of his mind, eking out his life with a near-savage tribe in the fastness of the Brazilian jungle. He could tell us little, except that a certain Chaco had collected what information he had. The important thing now was to discover the identity of Chaco. But it seemed that Hetty Fitzhenry, the American bird painter, was also interested. She'd invited herself along on what I'd called a bird-watching expedition. Now we'd captured one of the peons in her employ as he entered the village of Mama Rosa using a picture of a bird as something with which to bribe the villagers. But he refused to speak, even when Angelo held the tip of a murderous-looking knife at his throat.
Speak, you shapeless shadow. I promise you this knife is as sharp as the tooth of a piranha and equally regardless of human life. Speak!
No use, Angelo.
This fellow is indeed blessed with dumbness. Though it makes me wonder much, Senor Carson.
How so?
It is strange that the Senorita should have recruited such reliable peons as this for an expedition that was so suddenly arranged.
Miss Fitzhenry is apparently a woman of means.
Or is it that she is in the service of people to whom there is no question of expense?
Perhaps when I front Hetty with bird picture, I'll find out.
Senor, what else is it possible for her to do but admit her guilt? Admit that she has made overtures of affection to you, Senor, while in her heart she wishes you evil.
We'll see. Howsoever, I'll take picture and broach matter to Hetty alone.
Alone?
More or less. You stand by alongside camp with this fellow.
That is how you desire it, Senor.
That seems best course. Anyway, let's off.
At once. And you, insect without wings, worm with glowing eyes, move.
Well, Bruce, back at last?
Couldn't keep away from you for long.
Hello. Don't tell me the jungle spirits are working my way at last.
How so?
Sort of egging on Mr. Carson to look more favorably on this home-loving gal.
I see what you mean.
I've been seeing a bird or two. Like this one?
Oh, fine.
You're dead right this time, brother. Anyway, how'd you make out in the village?
So-so.
Get that information you were after?
Up to a point.
Say, you ever played baseball?
I'm sorry, only cricket. But why?
Your footwork's mighty good.
I see what you mean. Your turn coming up.
What do you mean by that, honey?
Oh, nothing. I'm talking to pipe.
What with that staccato talk and your pipes and your bird watching. Gee, you're quite a boy. But I still can't figure it all out.
What's that?
Why, we have to stay here while you keep going into that village for information. Is it some sort of secret bird meeting ground where all the feathered friends for miles around foregather?
I wonder if you're really so innocent.
What?
Look at this. Bird picture. Recognize it?
Well, I guess I ought to know my own work. It's not exactly foreign to me.
Yet it was found in strange hands.
How did you come by it anyway?
Angelo, intercepted it. Oh,
that man Friday of yours.
Only doing what he thought right and proper.
And so was I. Only trying to help.
Help?
Now, listen to me, Bruce Carson. When I hand out charity, I like to be anonymous.
Charity? Amazing. Howsoever, I want to know why your boys have been sneaking into the village with these bird pictures.
Bruce, I like you. Too much, I guess. But that's not going to keep the Fitzhenry temper in check.
Oh, thanks for warning. But Carson temper gets trifled, Fred, especially when it seems people are meddling.
Meddling?
So?
Well, I guess that kind of washes us up. It was nice knowing you, Bruce, but...
You going somewhere, Hetty?
Yeah, back.
Back where?
To where I come from, of course. You lost your IQ all of a sudden.
Sorry, Hetty. The situation's a little too grim to let you walk out.
Grim? Sure. Seems like as if you figured out yourself what those Mama Rosa boys had in mind.
What's this?
You're not going to say you don't know.
I don't.
You don't know that the Mama Rosa boys were planning to steal that music-playing pipe of yours?
Well, first I've heard.
Well, I heard. Through those boys of mine. I got them busy. Arranged to hand over a couple of dozen bird pictures to square it all off.
Is that the truth?
Is that the truth? Ye gods!
All right, all right. But why didn't the old man speak up to Angelo?
Because I issued strict instructions that they were to have nothing to do with your Angelo. I don't like that guy. Oh, Bruce, why did you have to go and get me mad? I was only trying to stall off a raid. Those bow and arrow boys had their minds set on your musical pipe.
Sorry, old girl. Mistake. Let's forget, eh?
Guess I could forgive you anything. Okay, Staccato.
Now that's all been cleared up, let's open up the cocktail cabinet and...
Cocktail cabinet?
Well, have a sec. Anyway, let's join one another in a drink. So, the villagers had planned to steal the Swiss pipe with a musical box attached. Hetty had gone out of her way to stall them off. Seemed reasonable enough. Though now Angelo refused to consider her as anything but the human version of the piranha. Anyway, it was in the early afternoon when our luck changed. Angelo crept back to the camp, a look of triumph on that ugly face of his.
The senorita, where is she?
Resting in tent. Argument this morning fagged her out, it seems. Well, Angelo, what progress this time?
The people of Mama Rosa are in a happy mood.
Now that they've got their bird paintings, huh? Mm-hmm.
Perhaps it was the music of your pipe this morning, senor.
Well, never mind, old chap. Continue.
They were most willing to talk with me on the question of the mysterious jackal.
Sir?
He was a man of science, senor.
As we guessed.
One of the number who arrived to this part of the world along with a crazy Dr. Diaz. But he is no pleasant fellow. From this Diaz, he forced what information he desired. It was because of the force he used that Diaz has now fallen into his feeble and demented state, senor.
This is what we've been after.
It would seem that this Diaz came here to escape from the world and all the horror he had discovered in it. He became something of a father and doctor to the villagers. It was until this Chaco nosed him out. But the villagers have not forgotten. They gave him attention and food. There is a noble streak in the most humble people, senor.
Yes, old chap. But what more of Chaco?
In appearance, it would seem that he is of fair skin, of dark hair, a person with disturbing eyes. He spoke much the same tongue as Diaz.
European, no doubt.
It was several years ago since he made his visit here.
We've gathered that, Angelo. What I really want to know is where he went from here, where we can find him.
I am satisfied that no villager is able to supply that answer.
Nothing?
Only that this Chaco was returning to the place from which he had come. A place beyond the forest, the rivers. A great city of lights.
Rio?
Perhaps Rio de Janeiro, perhaps Sao Paulo. But that is all.
Little enough. But with Sir Giles' contacts back in Rio, it still might get us somewhere.
Of course, senor, there is no certainty that this information is not already in the possession of the senorita.
You picked up something on that?
No, but I cannot but believe that to seek such information is her purpose.
Well, we won't go into that now. Best idea is to get out of this place quick.
Is that so simple, senor? After all, we have the pretense to keep up. Is this not an expedition for the watching of birds?
We've seen our bird.
But
yes.
If we return now, senor, we shall most certainly arouse still greater suspicion.
I've been giving that some thought. What say I suddenly took ill?
Huh? Senor, you look so too healthy.
Oh, steady, old chap. I started out with a wounded arm. Matter of fact, with all this steamy heat, starting to open up even more. See?
Oh, indeed. Indeed.
It should be excuse enough to abandon bird watching and make back to civilization. Matter of fact, might as well throw in a bit of fever for good measure. Anyway, Angelo, we'll give it a go.
I'm mad at you, Bruce Carson.
How so, Hetty? Mad at me turning in the bird watching, eh? Sorry.
Gosh, no, it's not that. But having an arm in this state and not letting me know, how did it happen?
Might as well say, spot of skylarking back in Rio. It's nothing.
Nothing? Looks angry to me. And another thing, an open wound in piranha country. Brother, those murderous little fish come swarming at the slightest hint of blood. You want to steer mighty clear of rivers and jungle streams.
Oh, I'll be right now.
Well, anyway, if you're running a fever, I guess I'll open up my kit and take your temperature.
Oh, I wouldn't bother, Hetty. Besides, with you around, it's bound to be high.
Don't feel unusually hot. But anyway,
it will not be necessary, Senorita.
Say, what's that stuff in the bowl?
It may be, but two generations removed from savages more savage than the people of Mama Rosa Village. But I have some knowledge of herbs and cures.
Angelo, must I drink this?
Indeed, senor. You desire to get well?
So. Howsoever. Cheers.
Bet it's foul, Bruce. I'll bet it is.
Yeah, it is somewhat. Anyway. Cheers again. What one does to keep up pretenses. But I slipped that night, and Angelo announced that I was fit enough next day to start the trek back. The wounded arm, of course, was still in a conveniently bad state. For appearance's sake, I had it in a sling. I rode most of the time on one of the horses. It was late the following afternoon, near a full stream, when a rather uncomfortable situation arose.
Hold it, everyone.
What is it, Hetty?
Trouble in that tree ahead.
That gun, what are you doing with it?
Proving that Granddad FitzHenry taught me to shoot straight and square. It's a snake of some kind. All set to fall. Anyway.
Senor, your horse, mind your horse.
Shut
up,
take him,
Senor. Arm and sling, I can't do much.
Take care, the beast. He'll throw you into it. Baranya, Senor. Baranya. Baranya.
So there I was, in fairly deep water, one arm in a sling, and that arm with an open wound, the perfect piranha bait. It was strange at the time that I should think that perhaps the horse was frightened on purpose. A convenient way of removing me from Operation Death Ray.